Nolte, majority of voters approve of Trump's military transgender ban. By John Nolte on February 6, 2025. By a margin of 13 points, a majority of voters approve of President Trump banning transsexuals from the United States military. An online survey finds that 54% of likely U.S. voters approve of Trump's executive order to discharge military service members who identify as transgender, including 38% who strongly approve of the policy, per Rasmussen reports. 41% disapprove of discharging transgender service members, including 30% who strongly disapprove. That's a 13-point gap between those who approve and disapprove. Rasmussen surveyed 1,325 likely voters on January 29 to 30 and February 2. Honestly, it's troubling that the number of those who approve of this common-sense ban is not higher. The very idea of allowing transsexuals in the military is nuts. We are talking about people who are either mentally ill or flaunting a sexual fetish. Those people should not be allowed anywhere near the military. Additionally, the medical expenses and time off required can only undermine military readiness. And taxpayers should not pay for sex change operations, or whatever the hell. Those of us who grew up on MASH find the idea of transvestites in the military, a guy in a dress, ludicrous. Corporal Klinger spent the whole show looking to get discharged by wearing a dress. What in the world does it tell our enemies when we allow a grown man to run around in a female military dress and high heels? I can answer that. It tells them that we are more interested in pushing lunatic ideologies than protecting our country. I'm sorry, but not everyone is qualified to serve in the military. Adults can live their lives however they wish, but that doesn't mean the rest of us have to accommodate or play along with their delusions. Live your life. By all means, live it. It's a free country. But certain life choices, and not only cross-dressing, will prohibit you from all kinds of stuff. That's life. Maybe the approval number isn't higher because the public doesn't really understand what exactly it means to allow cross-dressers in the military, the disruptions, the costs, the undermining of morale and unit cohesiveness. Trump is choosing win after win after win through basic common sense, something the Democrats had to abandon to appease their far-left base of perverts and neurotic white women. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.